Which village are we talking about?
Well, but then they called it Desperate Colliery Village. It was between Bagworth and Desperate Village. But the buses used to have a title, Desperate Colliery Village.
Is it still standing?
No. In fact, there's nothing there now. Nothing at all. No houses, nothing.
So it was purely for the people who worked in the mine?
That's right. Just Desford Colliery, yes.
Was it just houses or were there other facilities?
No, not for a start, no. Just houses. Of course, the colliery, as you'd expect, you know, and but nothing else. That came very, very gradually. At the time when we got married, my mum and dad, plus the rest of the family, had been promised a house a little bit farther up the street, and they'd made that into a shop. The shop would be open at before half past six in the morning, so that the miners could come in and get a little refreshment, whatever they needed to take down to work. Well, my mum and dad had that position. Then I used to help mum in the shop if the men wanted any sandwiches making, because that was before the days of the canteen. I used to help her to put the sandwiches up. The men used to come in for cigarettes, but they weren't allowed to smoke really, but the men came in for cigarettes in the early morning. Mum had a list with the people's names on, and they used to say, I'll pay for this at the end of the week. They did. And the majority of them did, yes. They were quite loyal like that. And it kept us quite busy looking after that little shop.
Well, was that their own business, or were they paid?
Mum and Dad's business. They didn't own the house or anything like that. But then when war started and we had to have ration cards and points for this and points for that, it got too much for Mum. She couldn't quite fathom all these things out, and she carried on a while, but eventually the canteen was built and the men could get meals at the canteen. So Mum said it wasn't really worth it